Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I am privileged. I started my work of ministry as a singer. I didn't want plan to be a preacher. And so I'm always, in fact, when you started singing, the song I met, the day I downloaded it, I played it for days. Jesu, Iwaloni. I was almost crying there because we understand, some of us don't just sing because of the words. We are not singing because it's the song in vogue. We sing it because there is something about the song. There's something about the song. This morning, I'll be privileged to be speaking to you about elevation. Are we ready this morning? Yes, how many of us are ready for your next level? You are ready to move forward. And we are in the month of prayer, so I'll be taking my cue from Matthew chapter 6, the subject of prayer. When Jesus said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." People don't understand prayer, and you must have the basic knowledge about prayer. Number one, you must understand that prayer is essentially about fellowship, relationship. Prayer is not about your needs being met. Prayer is about you having an encounter with God. It's a relationship. Prayer is primarily a place where you establish intimacy with God, fellowship with God. If you go to the place of prayer with this lack of understanding, you can't go far in the place of prayer. The reason why many people are struggling with their prayer life is because they don't know that essentially prayer is for relationship. And in the place of relationship, proximity determines your level of productivity. Your proximity to God enhances your level of productivity of God. If you are far from God, you can't deliver at the level of someone close to God. In fact, the closer you are to God, the clearer His voice is to you. You can't hear God beyond your level of proximity. So, for you, you must understand prayer is essentially for fellowship, for relationship. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. That psalm, everything in Psalm 91 answers to that scripture, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Don't go and confess the letter when you have not dwelt in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the and then you shall say. You can't say when you are not in the secret place. You can't see, deep things are not found in shallow places. The secrets of God are not found in the shallow places of life. And in the place of fellowship, we are brought into the deep things of God. We are brought into the deep fellowship with God. Deep things. Call unto what? Unto the deep. Psalm 42 and verse 7. The deep. Call it what? Unto the deep. Psalm 42 and verse 7. So if you are not a man of fellowship, you can't access the things of the deep. The treasures of God are accessed. The treasures of the sea is accessed in the depth. You don't find it in shallow. If you watch movies or you have watched documentaries, you know that people who access the treasures of the deep, they go into deep places. Into deep places. Am I speaking? Is someone going to understand this morning? So you must understand that if you want to enjoy the best of God in the place of prayer, you must first establish relationship. Relationship. Don't go there just for your needs to be met. In fact, your needs being met is not a priority on the scale of preference. It's not. If you read your Bible very well, the Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Am I speaking? On? Now, if you check the list, where is give us this day? It's later, later. So your priority should be our Father. Can I shock you this morning? When you pray, what first attracts heaven is your level of relationship. When Abraham is praying, God will say, my friend, Abraham is praying. When David is praying, God will say, Adam, David, a man after my heart is praying. When you are praying, what resonates in heaven? It's a function of your level of relationship. In fact, your relationship will determine how relevant you are with God and before God. So in the place of prayer, you must prioritize your relationship with God over and above your need, whether they are met or not. So you must understand that. Am I speaking to someone this morning? So your relationship, James chapter 2, from verse 21 down to verse 25. When they talk about Moses, they said, man of God. In fact, they said, I've never seen one more meek than Moses. What's your relationship like? It's easier for you to get from God when you are close to God. I read somewhere in my Bible, it said, I think in Psalm, it said, delight thyself in the Lord. And even the things you didn't ask. So I found out that there are some people who ask. It's not everybody that asks before they get. Not everybody. They ask. Some people, all they need to do is delight. And their needs are supernaturally met. Even the things that they don't beg for, even the things they didn't ask for, are delivered cheaply to them. Am I speaking to someone this morning? So you must understand that you must take your relationship with God very, very seriously. You don't approach God just because you want your needs met. You approach God first because you want to establish a relationship of a father and a son. Our father. Even when God was going to do something in the land, he had to call. He said, I can't do this thing without telling my friend Abraham. Something wanted to happen to my sister. I just gave my life to Christ that time. And I spent the night just fellowshipping with God, praying. And then she was 9 months about to deliver. And then I saw something will happen. So I went. I was not. You know, sometimes some things, so because you have revelation, doesn't mean you're a prophet. It just shows how close you are to God. Just shows. And unfortunately, some people now mistake it and start calling themselves what they have not, God has not called them. And then God revealed. And then I prayed to God about it. And then I just came to the family. God gave me wisdom. I just said, let us agree. 3 days later, God saved her. She was almost losing the pregnancy. But we never discussed. But me, I saw ahead. Imagine there was nobody in the family that had that level of relationship with God. There are things you will have delivered your generation from if you only had a revelation. Do you know it was the fellowship with God that saved Lot in the land? There are people that your fellowship is dependent on because there are things that won't be revealed. Until you get into the place of fellowship, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. And it's the honor of kings. You search it out in the place of fellowship. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1 and 2. You search it out. In the place of fellowship, things are revealed. Things are made known unto us. Are we together this morning? So number one, my prayer life is primarily for fellowship. Tell your neighbor, my prayer life is primarily to build relationship with God. You can't know God beyond who, how much of Him has been revealed to you. People call the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of what? It's because of the revelation of God that they had, that they can call them God of this, God of that. Are we together this morning? Are we together this morning? So let me share what will help me build this relationship with God. What enhances my prayer life to build relationship? That's really why a lot of people experience burnout in the place of prayer. Number one, if I want to build my prayer life to be robust in terms of relationship with God, number one, you must have what? Hunger for God. Hunger. 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 Like I said earlier, some of us don't worship because the song is in vogue. Some of us worship because it triggered a level of thirst for God in us. It's more than just singing. It's, we've come to a place of encounter. There is a way we see God that some people don't see it. Your thirst. My God, early will I seek thee. My soul. Psalm 63. My soul. My soul. Some of us, the reason why you can sleep well in the night and your prayer life is slipping off your finger is because you don't have thirst for God. You don't need, when you have a thirst for God, you don't need an alarm clock to maintain your prayer life. Because your thirst will not allow you to sleep. Have you seen an hungry man sleeping before? If you are sleeping and you claim you are hungry, you are not hungry. You didn't hear what I said. A man who is truly hungry will not go to sleep comfortably. When we come back from service, my wife used to encourage us and say, let us go and eat out. Because she knows when I'm coming home after service, I must do the necessary devotion. She now said, let us go and eat out so that I won't come home and she too has been out since morning. And then she needs to rest. Am I speaking to someone this morning? Why? Hunger, you don't. Yoruba will say, Ebi Okinpanu, Koromi Owo. That means you can't be hungry. And then you listen to another thing. What's your level? Your hunger and thirst drives. Let me share something with you. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. That scripture was not describing a literal thirst. It was describing a thirst as a matter of life and death. Because the deer has a very unique smell. Very, very unique smell. So the predators located for a prey by the virtue of its smell. So the panting of the deer, according to David, is not because he's thirsty. The panting of the deer was to save him from the predator. So your panting should be as a matter of life and death. Yeah. So if you don't find God, I am dead. If I find God, I come alive. So that's the level at which you should pant for relationship. A panting for, if I don't find you, my life is dependent on finding you. And if I miss out on God, I've missed out on existence. As the day. So if you read that scripture, you must read it with understanding. As the day is a matter of life and death. It's not a matter of satisfaction. There is a part which talks about satisfaction, but not that scripture. It's a panting as a matter of life and death. If I don't find you, I am dead. That's the reason why you will not be on the bed, rolling on the bed in the night. Because you know what your panting, what your relationship with God requires. The weight that is behind it. Generations are dependent on you being alive. You don't understand. It's not just about you. Sometimes if you understand, your prayer life is more than, it goes beyond you. It goes beyond you. Some people in your neighborhood are dependent on your prayer. When I was a student, I have a bunk mate. He will tell me, why are you always going to pray in the night? He said, because every time you come, they don't come to disturb you on the bed. You are always sleeping. You come and they start oppressing him. I'll just laugh. He said, where are you going to again? Every night I'll disappear in under level. I'll go to meet some other senior colleagues on campus. And we'll be there praying. We'll pray over the night. And then maybe around 1, 2 a.m. I'll report back to you. I'll just come back and sleep. And then you now wake up in the middle of it. And I said, why, where are you always going to? Every time you come back, they don't disturb you, they disturb me. As the day panted, I was going to write an exam and I was traveling. I was writing an exam at 8 a.m. and I traveled overnight to Lagos. If you know our university and Lagos, you don't return back like that. It's only on God that can keep you. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 4. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. I don't know if the media is there to help me this morning. All right. Go to verse 2. Go to Isaiah 44. I wanted to be sure. Isaiah 44, verse 2 and 3. Isaiah 44, 2 and 3. The Bible speaking, it said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and I will pour floods upon dry ground. Are you there? And I will pour the blessing upon your seed. Check it. Now, there are four instances emphasized. There is the thirsty, there is the dry ground, there is the descendant, and there is the offspring. That means your dimension of thirst will determine the dimension of the outpouring. You can't experience God beyond your level of thirst. So your thirst will limit you, and your thirst can also unlimit you. You didn't hear what I said. So your level at which you experience God is a function of what? Of your thirst. You can't experience God. He opens his hands and satisfies the desires of every living being. He opens his hands and satisfies. So where there is no desire, God doesn't open himself up to satisfy you. Am I speaking to someone? It is your desire that brings you to the place of intimacy. So number one, thirst. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. I love that scripture. And Adam knew his wife. Every time I read it, I don't read it for productivity. I read it for intimacy. Because in the place of intimacy, there is conception. I can't conceive God when there is no intimacy. And where there is no conception, there is no delivery. You can't deliver what you have not conceived. And you can only conceive in the place of intimacy. That's why a lot of people they want to do great things. But they don't know that it starts from the place of what? Conception. Conception. Number two, how do I position my prayer life? Conception. Number two, the love for God. The love for God. Love is in measures. Love is in measure. The initial state of love is giving. The height of love is sacrifice. Can I repeat that for someone? The initial state of love is giving. The height of love is sacrifice. No greater love had no man than this, that a man will offer his life as a sacrifice for his friend. John chapter 15 and verse 13. The height of love is in the realm of sacrifice. If you have not gone to the realm at which you are making sacrifice for your relationship with God, you have not yet grown in love. You are still at the preliminary stage of love. The height of love is in the, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Some of us have memorized that scripture, but we don't understand. So for God so loved that he gave his only, the time that you are holding back to, from God is because you don't love God. There is no room for holding back where there is love. There is no room. You only let go where there is love. The things God is struggling with you, the time, the place, everywhere that God is struggling with you, in the place of building relationship with him, and you are not letting go, it's all a function of what? The level of your love for God. The more you love God, the more available you are to him. There is no holding back where there is love. Can I repeat that? There is no holding back where there is love. There is no holding back where there is love. Can I shock you this morning? Your length of time in prayer is a function of your level of love for God. Your length of time in prayer is a function of the level of your love for God. You can't pray beyond how much you love God. See, listen. When people say, I pray 3-4 hours, I'm not intimidated by that. What me I'm after is your heart. Are you praying to show off? Or you're actually praying from the place of the fact that love kept me. The reason why someone will pray for 30 minutes is only showing the level at which he loves God. If he has capacity for more love for God, he will pray beyond that. Can I shock you again? Your level of thirst for God will determine your length of time in the place of prayer. Now, if I give you a cup of water, once it's full, what do? You take it away. But once there is more space, what do? So when you are praying and you get to 30 minutes and you are getting tired, what you should be talking to God is your thirst. Your hunger. So if you are struggling to pray for 1 hour, you should question your level of hunger and thirst. If you are struggling to pray for 3 hours, you should question your what? Your hunger and thirst. When you love, time loses essence. Time loses essence. Time. All this one that you're praying and you're checking time. You don't love. Have you, in the olden days kind of love, sir? You remember? You escort the babe to the house. And then you find out that, I've got into your house. So then you escort her back. Let me escort you back. And then you find out what? I've got into our own house. And then you escort her back. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Because there is love. When I was dating my wife, I remember those days. The normal time I don't go out of my house, I will go out. My family will be doing family altar at 9 o'clock. I will jump the fence. My parents will... I'll go and look for credit to call my wife. If that credit finish, I can't buy credit. I'll do extra. We'll find a way. In fact, we had to buy... There was this line they used to do those days. That CUG, we bought and then we paid. So that anytime we can talk for as much as we want. Where there is love, time loses essence. So number one reason why you are struggling with your prayer is what? Your thirst. Number two, your love. Number three is the level of the knowledge of God in you. The level of the knowledge of God in you. Now, when I pray, you see, sometimes, let me bust your bubbles a bit. When you are praying and you are needing special aids to keep in the place of prayer, you have not yet grown in prayer. You need to put on a plug to hear one song. You've not grown. Yeah. Because okunu, not okunta. If it's not there, it's not there. If you see a man that can pray without aid, that's the real deal. Proverbs 26:20 says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Your prayer altar will go down where the wood stops. So when you are not heaping wood, somewhere in Leviticus chapter 6 from verse 9, he said, and the fire, you keep heaping wood every morning and night, and the fire, because you kept heaping wood, shall never what? Go out. So one of the reasons why your prayer, your relationship with God in the place of prayer is burning out is because you lack the wood, which is the word of God. The wood. You experience burnout where there is no depth. You experience burnout when a man is shallow. One day someone met me and he said, how come you last in the place of prayer? When I started telling him how, the guy said, it's okay, just go. And we are not there yet. Another. At 80 something, Pastor Iyadeboye will still pray from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Is wood. Is the wood. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. If you don't have it, if you are driving a car on, is it possible to drive a car on empty tank? No. So also, you can't pray without the wood on the inside. You must put it there. In fact, if you saw the altar Elijah built in 2 Kings chapter 18 from verse 32 on the Mount Carmel experience. So 1 Kings chapter 18, if you remember that scripture. One of the things that were there was wood. In fact, if you want to see how you can build a prayer life, that's scriptural for you. He built trenches. Those trenches were the place, the flow of water. That shows thirst. The trenches were thirst. The place of wood is the place of, and when the word is come, is the place of the word. So when the fire came, it survived. It thrived on those things that were made available. So what's the level? The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. It gets why? It gets reason. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. This is one of the things that will keep you in the place of prayers. Is someone getting understanding this morning? Three things that will help my prayer life. One, my thirst. Two, my love for God. Number three, the level of the knowledge of God that I have. You can't experience God beyond your level of knowledge. You can't encounter God beyond your level of knowledge. And there are a lot of things that your relationship with God is dependent on. Even Abraham could not get God until he started working on his relationship. Genesis 17 verse 1. And God said, walk before me. And then things started changing. Am I speaking to someone this morning? How many of us are ready for a new level? You are ready this morning. Rise on your feet and talk to God. Lord, I receive grace. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. Let my love move to the next level. Let my hunger go to the next level. Let my hunger move to the next level. Let my thirst move to the next level. Les ekinos afranos yeleta. Malinos endo furukatene mandelita liabrono sheketele engotili brados andiliada. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. Lord, move my hunger to the next level. Move my thirst for you to the next level. Move it, move it, move it, Lord. Move my hunger, move my love. I position myself to know you more. I position myself to love you more. I position myself. It won't pour when man is not thirsty. God doesn't waste his resources. He doesn't pour himself when men are hungry. He doesn't pour himself when men don't love him. He doesn't pour himself when men lack the knowledge of him. That's why when he met with Moses, he said, I am the God. He introduced himself because knowledge is very important. Leandos kabario nota, lekota malidi obrania, Babakano filita hakano. Ekinito la kapane kuludidia. Beli tolu vara kenon dofili agaga. Kalidos kalidia. Mande ita lido frani agaba. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, why not pray in the Holy Ghost this morning? Very free. 1 minute, pray in the Holy Ghost. Maku rabashekete. Likita tabarino. Koledi. Keledia. Bala dodo sepeledi doka. Mako tabaledi. Delide bromo shika. Abalia ando lika ladia. I see God. I see depths being loosened. I see things being unleashed. People accessing deeper things of God. Ekele dushkatia. La predishka. There is an unveiling. Mambra doshka bala diado. Elidia. Ala sopreni. Inko rabashakatala dia. Leketi. Lomo shabata. Manka tele diadaba. Nase telekuta bara diado. Elidio preni adaba. Kanos. Andia. Kole. Indosh. Kabalia. Bro Benedi, Kola Baradia, and Zota Baradia. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Before I take my leave, I don't know if you are here, you are not born again. I'm not going to take that for granted. You can't build relationship when you are not born again. A life of sin stinks to God. A life of sin cannot encounter God. A life of sin cannot experience God. You're under the sound of my voice, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. I'd like you to lay your right hand upon your chest. I don't have much time. Very fast, you are here under the sound of my voice. Thank God for those hands. If you can, raise your right hand up. If you are laying your right hand, just raise your right hand up. Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. Don't be ashamed. You are starting a journey. You are building relationship with God. You are building relationship. Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. Can you please repeat these prayers after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. And on the third day, you rose for my justification. I ask that you come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you, Father, because I'm born again. Thank you, Father, because I'm now a child of God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Keep those hands up. As many as have prayed that prayer, we pray that the same grace that has brought you will keep you. It will keep you from falling. It will keep you running. In the name of Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, lift up your hands and give God praise this morning. Give him praise.